Cuba is also home to the oldest overseas U.S. Navy base, Guantanamo Bay. Today, it serves as the site of the Guantanamo Bay detention camp for combatants captured in Afghanistan and Iraq. When President Barack Obama came into office, he promised to close the military prison for good. But since then, lawmakers have barred the transfer of Guantanamo detainees to the continental United States, and they've required that prisoners there face military trials. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston was at Guantanamo recently. She reports the prison is beginning to feel permanent.
I've reported on prisons for years, but Guantanamo felt different. In regular prisons, I've had some sort of contact with the inmates, but in Guantanamo, the prisoners are behind glass. It's like a terrorist museum.
Welcome to Camp 6. This is the compliant camp within this mission.
That's the officer in charge of Camp 6. This is where nearly all of the 171 detainees live. I'm watching their lives from behind dark one-way glass, and they don't know I'm there. It's like a silent movie. You see the actors, but you can't hear them.
As we walk around, once we come out here, we're going to make a left and we're going to...
So you end up adding a mental soundtrack as bearded men in prison garb climb stairs, do laundry, move in and out of interior cells. They can watch TV on 46-inch flat screens on the wall, or play Nintendo, or go to class.
Monday through Friday, we give classes. Arabic to English, posture to English, basic life skills, computer typing, and time management.
Time management classes are a little different at Gitmo. Prisoners are taught to fill up their days with activities so they don't go crazy.
They are able to do things that any other human would do. Watch television, listen to radio. Of course.
But if these humans disobey a guard or break a camp rule, they move to a tougher facility, Camp 5.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'll try and speak up. Welcome to Camp 5. Camp 5 is Camp Delta's 100-bed maximum security detention facility.
Camp 5 was built in the U.S., disassembled like a Lego project, and then floated on a barge down to Cuba.
All right, we'll go ahead and take you inside.
An Army officer walks us in. On any given day, there are only about 20 or 30 detainees here.
So if detainees in Camp 6 break one of the camp rules, to include assaulting the guard force with urine and feces, they're brought over here to Camp 5. To serve out their discipline time.
You can get 20 days in Camp 5 for that. I look up at the white ceiling. I can still see brown splatters from past attempts. A typical cell is a little more than 8 feet by 10 feet. There's no furniture, just the essentials.
This is a toilet sink water fountain combination, very common to what you'll see in any facility in the United States. It's built to be indestructible. Detainees, they really can't damage or alter this in any way.
Detainees who follow orders have a 2-inch mattress and up to 8 books from the detainee library. Misbehave? The mattress gets thinner. They get fewer books. We asked about the detainees, whether there had been hunger strikes, and one of the press handlers jumped in. Apparently, we'd asked one too many questions.
Are we out of time?
Out of time?
Okay. All right. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, come back anytime.
Which is possible. The prison at Guantanamo isn't closing anytime soon. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.